essence of prem? What is the essence of prem? What Krishna wants to enjoy? Sam, Shastra, Shastra, Bhartani and Madhura. These are verbs. But the essence of all these are Gopi Prem. And the essence of Gopi Prem is Radhika Prem. So essence of all the Prem is the Prem Mahabhav of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. And Krishna enjoys this thing very well. More than other. He wants to enjoy the essence of prem. And he wants that he should give some water. Not raw. But little sprinkle to this one jiva. One is sprinkle, not gold. No flood.
Even not drop.
Not a drop. Only it's sprinkle. Spray. Very little particles of prem should be given. Kishnadas Kaviraja Goswami explaining better. Why the two most camp in Krishna? Why he wanted these two things, to enjoy the essence of the prem and other hand to give a sprinkle to whole world? Why? Because Krishna is a Rasik Shekha and Krishna is so kind. Parama Karam. What is this? Can you have Parama Karam? Most essence of Karuna he wants to give to this world. Why? Because he is a Rasik Shekha. What is called Rasik and what is called Rasik Shekha? What is Rasik? Without reading Bhaktirasami Sindhu, especially Ujjwal Nirmani and especially Vidarbha Madhava and Lalit Madhava, anyone cannot know what is Rasikata and what is Rasik Shekha. At first we should know what is Rasik. And before this we should know what is Rasik. Then Arasi and then Arasi Shekha. Aras means Krishna is object of prayer. And Sakha, father and mother, Nani Baba Yashoda, Gopis and especially Srimati Radhika and Sakhar, Sridhar, Sudhan, Vasudhan, so Lavanga, Sugar, Lavanga, there are. So, they are called Ragasmi Bhakta. Rag is there in their heart. And Krishna wants to embed the essence of all this in highest way. Because he is a Rasik Shekha. Rasik Shekha. Rasik. Krishna goes to Kalpati. Sakhar is then Father Madara coming to.
Here.
And gopis are also hiding here and there on the roof of the palace. can be changed everywhere they are changing. What is what? Krishna making any sense? Anyhow, he goes to a very recently melt gopi and seeing towards her, he makes and calls to run there. And Krishna also goes that no one can dwell far from Krishna. He at once reaches to that gopi and took his clothes and gives it to such a place to be. Here. Pick up that gopi and taking his heart at once goes to her. How much? Gopi keeps, Krishna gets everything of that gopi, even her heart, and she becomes without the heartless and ascending there. This is Srimad Bhagavat, Srimad Rasa Lila is essence of all these things. Now Krishna wants to invite all the Rasa Nidya, Nidya Krishna, essence of all these. Why? Because he will invite himself, this is his own manifestation. Sapna Kaja. His own work. And he wants to give his proud what? Sprinkle to others. Those with two things are of his Sarupanu Bandhi. Sarupanu Bandhi means natural. But here to have some especiality. One, he wants to enjoy and second to give others. But yet, these two others by his own soul shakti. So both are important and the main reason for coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. But after what he has been said, that whole world, when he wanted to come, whole world was covered with Aishwaryamayi Bhakti. What is Aishwarya? That Krishna is Lord of Lords, Himself Krishna, Himself Bhagavan. Huh? And we are very little dark of Krishna, ignorant. And these two subjects. Krishna says, and thinks in his heart, that I love you, I want you. But I don't be controlled by them. Understand? I will control only if anyone without this Aishwaryamayi Bhakti, that Krishna is Himself God, Swayam Bhagavan. But if anyone treats me like his friend, Sakha. And if anyone takes me as his dear son, he loves his child, Mani Krishna, sometimes, but
chastises,
sometimes
binds
his robe, you are not a good child. You are not a good boy, you are sweet, naughty, and so on. And it is a priya, priya means Beloved is telling that you are so naughty, you are sweet, and after that you are lumpat. Lumpat means
debauchy.
Debauchy and good means? No. Not well. In making myself like this, I become in control of that kind of person. And I want to take the Rasmi Jat of the 10 feet and mostly that Madhusa, the material. I like it. Jeja Khanma, Prapadante, Tath Saibo Bajan. But yet I want that too. I want to taste and get something sprinkled today. Now, Kasudas Sargadis Goswami is explaining this thing. And you should understand. Sometimes in Eskon temples and here and there are given something, spoken something about Swamiji. But I'm so much sorry that some of the Eskon devotees and leaders could not follow me. Like Hanuman, like others, like Arjun, like the Parikar of associates of Krishna in Dwarka and Ramchandra and all of them. If Hanuman and the Buddha, not the but all others, associates of Dwarka, would be in Vrindavan, and Yasoda is finding the hands of Krishna, what they will do? They will take their gada to and they try to divide them. If Gopi is telling to Krishna that come on, and serve my tea, and so much joy, then what Hanuman or Arjun is to? The winner, they will see, they will understand they are doing with respect to my Prabhu. That is the case with me. I want to more and more glorify Swamiji. But some Eskom leaders, they don't have all ideas from their Prabhupada. And they could not understand that Prabhupada. They think this thing to me, that it is not a respect in Swamiji. He was my Shiksha Guru, but he was also my friend. They should not think that I should treat as they are treating to their master as something special than this. But they don't realize it. So I am sorry, and I tell them to excuse me for this fault. So I am going to tell something by this. What I told before. Again, I am coming to the moon. Same point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then came to this world. Arjuna Krishna, Swayam himself Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Swam, Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar Swam in this world. Ramchandra, Dwarka is Krishna, Mathura is Krishna, even Narayan. Even Kanak Desai, Garbha Desai and Shiro Desai says all the fractions of Krishna comes in Krishna, in Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar. And Shyam Sundar is himself Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only Krishna, whole Krishna Brajendra Nandan with Srimati Radhika combined be taken apart. So he is also a special to Radhika and Krishna also. When he becomes all defections, Mathura is Krishna, Dwarka is Krishna, Narayan, Baladev Prabhu, Sri Uttavatar, Sanatitai, Garbhodatai, Shirodatai, Sadhati, all the Mahavishnu, all will be in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadasa Vyaja Goswami is explaining also that when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he killed Putana, then he killed Adhasur, Bhatasur, Kamsa and all other demons. Krishna did not kill them. Who killed Krishna? Krishna only tested Rath and some burn to Vrindavan, up to Lila in Vrindavan, Braja. In Radhakun, Shyamkun, Nandadam, Vartana, all the things. Krishna actually did. But at the fact he killed the demons, they were killed by not Krishna himself, but by Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Who Mahavishnu? Mahavishnu means Garbhodatai or Shirodatai. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, he visited Kesava Kashi. Very strange thing. He was a very kishore bala. Sitting and speaking only Vyakaran Shastra. And he said the whole world famous, that's Kesava Kashi. And whole Navadvip, he was conquering whole world and coming to know it. So all were very courageous, fearing from that Kesava Kashi. And they sent to this little boy, reading and speaking Vyakaran. And Mahaprabhu in a low moment, at once visited him, and he couldn't speak a word. It was so strange, Baba. Think for the whole world. How it happened? Again, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated Raj Sarvam Bhattacharya. He was the best learned person in the whole world at that time. He used to be sannyas to others, two sannyasis also. What a new person. And he has told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I will give you another sannyas and I will give you the better quality of sannyas. Puri Bharati, Hindi, Puri Aranya, Hindi, all the best qualities of sannyas. But he was also visited in a moment. And all there so much in exchange how it happened. He again defeated Prakashananda Saraswati with 16,000 of his disciples. Again he went to South India and he touched a Kutra Vyadhi, leprosy person, and he became like very beautiful for Devaka. Temple, like in and all, like Kuber Putra, very beautiful. It was also a thing. Went to Puri and looked everywhere and he preached the name everywhere. This is certainly a very excellent Manasyapa. But who did it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Parayan, Krishna, Jugal, or anyone else did this? Who did it? Mahavishnu did all these things. So, understand? No, these are not the
business. This is not the real business.
Business of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sir, you should understand this. His business was first. Roughly is just trying to get some principle to all of us. Now, these all things, the same things, were of the Mahaprabhu. Because he was Jivavatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Jivavatar. But why he did? Because worldly person, general person, those were not a Rasi, Vaishnava, or Sakti, they don't know Tattva, they have not gone to association with any Vaishnava, they think that this is a very good thing. The free whole world is the name of Krishna and Guru. This Gita Sandesh is the whole thing. This was done by Malvi.
Part of the
you should know. So, I want to say that your Prabhupada has given this thing. Only this thing and not beyond this thing. Then he was only the servant of Mahārāja, not of Krishna. It seems that it is a same thing that but for them who are ignorant, but those who are wise and of and has done, they have done in association of any Rasik Vaishnava Bhavu Bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who like Raya Ramananda, like Samudra Modar, like Rupa Goswami, and like Raghunath Das Goswami, and their generation up to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada and my Gurudev. Those have given their hearts to them, and they have realized anything very little, then they can realize. Sometimes, any form or other places, I want to tell the whole world, or the poor leader, that your Prabhupada has come from them, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has come to give the same thing what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give. But they don't want to move an inch up. And then appeal me and tell them me that what you are doing. He cannot allow you to tell me that it is the part and parcel and it is the culture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasa Raj Mahabhava. Perhaps they have no mind to involve. So some of them are against me. Also those who associate with Samadhi Swami, Giriraj Swami, and some others, they also have begun to be opposed to them and to preach against them. But I think they are both the Karuna ke patra. They are
a recipient for the
they are a person to be given mercy. I think we should realize all this. At first, if any temple is going on, we'll have to clear the ground at first. These stones are there, having the trees, having stones, you do that. To be cut and to be some land. But if there is Samadhi, we should try to set it. We should not cut it. Kya band ho gaya? Are jaldi kaho.
this will come on. And you too. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Ram Rama Hare Hare. Maa Sahib is telling that if there is a very beautiful samadhi and if there is a stone, like a stone, but not a stone Girija, and we should stop and then arrest a very good self. But to believe and to see is not a vision. To be for betterment of the six temples is not a vision. So Swamiji has at first was clearly
prepared the ground,
prepared the ground. By preaching name and the Sundays of Gita is there. It was so,
bahut jaruri tha ye ka.
It
was so important. Without this, we could not have given this thing. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached the whole world Krishna.
And we see version of that, all we understand his inner mood. Otherwise, anyone can not. So he has done this task. And it was so necessary for that world, for whole world. He has done. But he has not done everything by that doing. It was only basement.
Foundation.
After he began to erect the temple. How? By writing this book. In no time, right? Very short time. He completed Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, best works are this, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And I think if he was alive for more than 1 or 2 years, he has completed Srimad Bhagavatam, he has completed Ujjwal Nirmali, Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, Siddhartha Madhava, all other books which are necessary to know the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasik and Rasik Shekhar. But we are deprived of that, he could not complete it because Prabhu, Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him that it is enough. You should return to my service. Without you, I cannot do. He was taking separation before him. So I, that's not much time. I have taken so much time. So, all these calls. Leaders should understand this fact, and they should excuse me for what I have done all to justice. I very humbly beg pardon to them. They should not be any soon. I want to glorify me more and more, but I am unfortunate that they are not understanding this. One day, if they will they can't see. If they are
if they are
pure hearted hands, if they are pro hearted, sincere, if they are fully sincere, serving your Prabhupada, then one day it will come and then you will be fortunate to understand these things. they want to bind Prabhupada, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj in their meeting mentally. Their mentality is lost in the house of Maya. I am not telling for all. They want to consider Prabhupada in their cause. They want to imprison them. But he is not to be imprisoned. They should think that what we think, Prabhupada is not one leader. He is beyond our vision. So much beyond. In lack of time, lack of birth, they can come to this point. That part Prabhupada and why they have come to this point. And when they realize this thing, if they are so fortunate that he was clear and clear to Śrīmatī Rādhikā and Krishna and Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu. And for one is giving to this world this message, he has given all these things. Name Prachār, Gītā Sandesh, and Bhargī Bhakti, for one is ground, let it ground. Lekin?
Ground.
And foundation. We have not known everything. We have, one person has told that by initiation, it is divinity. Very deep level. We have to go so much. So we should not think that we have known everything. We have known nothing. Like Brahma has told, Janam Tadeva Janam Tu, Uthim Rebhokta Amena Paho, Mantu Bhakto Bhatu, Vai Bhavam Bhavu. They don't know how high the mountain is, but they don't know how deep it is. But how deep it is. They should know how deep it is. These are the different things. And that is why Caitanya Mahaprabhu came. Aradhaya Arpanaya Mahima Kishito Aneva Aksaro Jainatmat Madhima Kishito Amatija. This is it. And to preach and to give these things and the purpose of these things, some Caitanya Rupa Goswami, and up to our Gurudev, all these acharyas, they are Shakti, Gaura Shakti, Krishna Shakti, they are. That in, but they have come in this another state. In order to understand, make understand, that we are general person like this world. But actually they are not different. They are very beloved to them, Krishna and Caitanya Mahaprabhu. And the main purpose was, they are coming to this world to give these things to a special person in this world. What is the mood of Caitanya Mahaprabhu? Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Caitanya Namne Gaura. This is the main principle of the acharya. A person was telling any devotee of his own that Prabhupada has not has told anything about it. And he has told that if you should only preach, I told you what, you should preach, what preach? What is the meaning of preach? You should know what Caitanya Mahaprabhu came to him. At first you should know. From KCCB to that point, you should know. You should obey the orders of Prabhupada. But you don't think that he has known everything of Prabhupada and he has told. crystal noticing and obeying this general order, general thing, taking men and all. But it is not last goal of their system. So we should understand. I think he has come for this thing. Right? Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like Jiva Goswami, like Vishwanath Jagvarshan Thakur, or Sikhana Thakur. So we should not try to bind him in our thoughts or in our method.
Limited
conception. We should pray him that we should know your all these things. Always try to open your heart and mind you. And pray him that this should mercifully you should give all these things in our heart. Then we can preach more and more. There is no energy. There is no fire there. We are Vaishnav, we are two sides of the Mahaprabhu. He told at first and he admitted me. I became so much pleased to hear this word. That we should not give any more importance to any name or anything.
Institutional name.
We should try to honor all Vaishnavas who are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Rupa Goswami. One is like this, one institute, Gaudiya Vedanta Committee, Krishna Consciousness, in Gaudiya Vaishnava. These are like Dvana. Param, you know, Lalita Arvan, Bhumi Shaka, one like this. But nowhere. They are only thing that they want to serve Krishna more. And they also want to serve more Krishna. But for themselves, no selfishness, nothing super in the mind. So we should be like what he said, Swami Samal Krishna, that we should combine, cooperate each other, and then we will be able to bring whole world to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Mission, Krishna Mission. Today, I am praying in the lotus feet of my Gurudev and my Shiksha Guru, my Bandhu, to come here. That he should bestow his voice, sparkle, sprinkles of his mercy. To me and to all, I'm not so selfish that not for me I will not pray. I should pray for you also, for me. If there is some giving me you all, and if there is something, then he should give me also. So, I also again pray that to what I have told.
Now there will be more.
You will not be angry. And tell me, I am begging. What?
Pardon.
To them that they should not be angry or opposition to me.
Hare Krishna.